Hello, neighbors, and welcome to Haunted House Flippers. This podcast is merely a work of pure fiction, I assure you. Should you find any similarities to anyone living or dead, or to the experiences discussed, it is certainly only a coincidence. Since you've come this far, I recommend you listen with headphones whenever possible. But if that isn't an option for you, well, I won't judge. And lastly, if you've enjoyed this experience and would like to support the cast and crew while getting some rather interesting and unique rewards, please look for us on Patreon. For the rest of the details about the show, episode transcripts, links to social media, and merch, make your way over to our website at hhfpodcast.com. Thank you for your time. May your experience be splendid.
Hello, hello, my spooky friends. Just a quick recap on what's been going on in my life. My wife and I recently inherited the motherlode of all haunted houses, an old Victoria home nestled in historically spooky New Hampshire. So, as a professional paranormal investigator, I am going to do my very best to document every single thing that occurs on the property while Janet and I work to restore it. My ultimate goal is to provide indisputable proof of the other side. Oh, and if anyone wants to reach out to me with questions or comments, you can email me at ghostguytom@gmail.com. All right, let's get right into it. And remember, if you've got it, haunt it. My name is Tom Miller, and this is Haunted House Flippers. Episode 8, A Right Fine Day. Hello, hello, my spooktacular friends, Ghost Guy Tom here, and tonight, I could not be more excited. For the past several hours, since my wife headed back to the motel, I have been setting up, configuring, testing, breaking, reconfiguring, and retesting all of my super cool equipment, and I am ready. We have an EVP recorder and a ghost box. We have lights. We have standard night vision, UV, and thermal cameras running. We have the E-Nima machine that I'm still kind of learning how to use and what it ultimately does. But I am here, alone, in this very large house that I've convinced myself is haunted, that I've definitely seen some weird things occur in, and that I've absolutely decided to sit alone in at night by myself. Without a car, can't leave, because I told my wife that I was brave enough to do this, and that I would just spend the night here, and everything would be fine, because I am brave, and everything is going to be completely fine. Yep, and I'm not alone. Nope, I've got you, my friends. Even though you can't say anything to me, you definitely make me feel safer. So, yep, here we are. Definitely not alone. All right, where do I begin? Probably the sigil. That would make sense, right? That's kind of why I'm here. Okay, so this afternoon, my wife and I began ripping up the floor to the parlor. Yes, parlor. There, I said it, okay? Anyway, what we found was startling and bizarre for a few reasons. Below the floorboards, a few feet down, was another floor that appears to have a very specific, dark, and possibly sinister purpose. What we have is a large demonic sigil. It's carved and burned into the wood floor beneath it. My wife's assessment of this image is not only strangely accurate, but also startling that she had any knowledge about this in the first place. It appears to be a strange amalgamation of the sigil of Beelzebub, Vastroth, aspects of a generic summoning mark, but also bits of a banishing mark. It's really weird. I've been reading through several of my books, and I can trace most of the markings on the outer ring, but a few of them are either incorrect or not standard or something that just hasn't been documented. My plan for this evening is to try and perform a very simple ritual and see if I can open a rift just large enough for me to try and communicate with something on the other side. So I've got my candles lit, I have some incense burning, I have various other bits that I'm not going to bother explaining, but I absolutely know what they do. But I think I'm ready. Okay, Tom. Deep breath. You got this. This is safe. It's fine. It's everything you've ever wanted. It's your pinnacle moment.
Good evening, Thomas.
Oh my god! Please don't kill me, oh great and powerful spirit. I have meant no offense by this.
Due to my own moral code, I will not make promises I can't keep.
Lee? What? Oh my god. Why are you here?
Taking into consideration that neither you nor your wife have ever stayed into the late hours of the evening, seeing only a few sparse lights clicking on and off throughout the house sparked some concern.
Ah, so, you suspected ghosts?
No, Thomas. Vandals.
Is that, like, a specific ghost or demon variant?
Wow, you really are like this all the time. Fascinating. No, my concern is that all too often, people of less rapport will...
Where's less rapport?
It's not a place. It's a definition of a person. Perhaps ne'er-do-wells?
That sounds made up.
It's not. Ficinerous individuals, does that make sense?
Nope. I can see you are making sounds with your face hole, but real words are not happening, my friend.
Immoral, heinous, criminal. Criminals, Tom. Do you know that word?
Yes, what about them? My Aunt Kathy was a criminal. She used to steal shopping carts. She had almost 50 before she got caught. Pretty sure she was doing life now without parole or something. Other than her, she moved back to Illinois. We don't really talk much anymore, so I don't really know.
I think what impresses me the most is your ability to derail the train of thought of other individuals.
Thanks.
That wasn't a compliment, but I digress. Let me simplify this. I saw lights. I did not know you were here. I was afraid. Bad guys had taken to trespass, had broken in and maybe vandalizing, or breaking, might be breaking your stuff.
You lost me a little bit, but I think I got you.
Thank goodness. You caused me physical pain, Thomas. Actual physical pain.
Was that a compliment?
How could that have possibly been taken as a compliment?
Because your sense of humor is really bizarre, and I don't get it.
Well, I assure you, when you do understand it, you'll realize that I am hilarious. And with that, I will leave you to do whatever it is you are doing, and I bid thee good night.
Nightly.
Out of sheer curiosity, what are you doing?
Oh, just my first attempt at really doing some actual paranormal research in the house. Finally.
Your various pieces of interesting equipment seem to be focused on that marking in the floor. Any reason?
Well, the sigil's really unique and seems to be a combination of a few known demonic marks. I want to see what I can do with it.
And that is why you have lit numerous candles haphazardly around rather dry timber, cobwebs, and carpet remnants?
Well, I mean, that's just part of the ritual and I wanted to try it.
Your ritual involves potentially burning down this house.
No. I got this. I brought a bottle of water just in case of fire.
Ah, wonderful. All of my fears are at ease. For reference, Thomas, that was sarcasm. I'll fetch the fire extinguisher. And what do you suspect will happen when you start speaking into your candle space, and what is that migraine-inducing smell?
Incense, I think.
I didn't realize they made freshly cleaned public bathroom as a scent. That is purely repulsive.
It's called mountain mist, so yeah, that makes sense.
I will be gifting you something that isn't nearly as offensive to all of my senses.
Was that also sarcasm?
No, that is a truthful statement.
Man, I'm never gonna figure this out. Anyway, thanks.
And what makes you believe that speaking to this Tibetan symbol for tasty noodles is going to produce any spirits?
Honestly? Nothing. Just hope, I guess. Unrelenting interest? I've just always loved this stuff, even when I was a kid. I grew up in a haunted house, and over the years, most of the apartments I rented had some kind of unexplained activity. I'll be as surprised as you if anything actually happens.
Interesting.
There just comes a point where there's so many things that happen that you can't explain that you have to start looking at the unexplainable.
I must be honest. I believe that is the most logical thing I've ever heard come out of your mouth.
Was that?
Yes, that was actually a compliment. Would you mind if I sat quietly back here and watched you work?
Really?
Yes.
I didn't think you cared.
Consider my interest sparked.
Okay, friends, I'm gonna set my recorder down back here. I think I have all the equipment running. Wish me luck.
Query.
What?
It means I have a question. Are the wild arm gestures a required aspect of this ritual?
I don't really know. I'm kind of just guessing as I go.
I see. This should go swimmingly.
Asbadan, Zamir, Acto Estratiago, I call to you, O wise beings beyond the veil, Murtag Estiango, Valsul, Itzmark, and Dain. By the grace of Beelzebub and the watchful gaze of Astaroth, I ask for an audience with those present in this home.
Are you certain you pronounced those words correctly?
Not a chance.
In the extremely unlikely realm that all of this is real, couldn't the results be catastrophic if the wrong words were spoken?
Oh, absolutely. In theory, it could tear open a rift between our world and the other side, and an army of undead demons could pour through and just devour the world.
I'm glad you've thought this through.
Ancient spirits and lonely travelers, I ask for your attention. If you are present, please make yourself known. Zanzul Akmar El Nangalestar Malkamar!
While my knowledge of the occult and other such things is somewhat sparse, I am going to make an assumption that you were expecting something to happen.
I don't really know, to be honest.
So you decided to attempt to follow a wildly unknown process in order to achieve an equally unknown result, which in turn would mean that any results achieved or not achieved are equally a success and a failure.
Oh, you put it like that.
I am thrilled that you don't work for OSHA.
Hey, you hungry?
Pardon?
I'm snackish. I was going to make some pizza rolls.
What exactly is a pizza roll? And why did you make air quotes around the word pizza?
Oh, it's just because they're off-brand, but they're still delicious. Wait, have you never had a pizza roll?
I have not, and I'm content to keep it that way.
What? Oh, okay, come on, follow me. I'm going to change your life.
I am concerned, but curious. I must be tired.
They are divine, especially after midnight.
Why does the hour have an effect on the flavor of a food item?
Because when it's really late, the worse the food is, the better it tastes.
I see. Do I need to teach you to use the stove?
No. It's microwave time.
I am growing less and less curious. Good morning, Janet.
Morning. I didn't expect to see you here quite this early.
I wasn't sure what time you were arriving and wanted to check on Thomas.
Oh? Is he all right?
Quite. He just fell asleep rather unexpectedly before I left.
Ugh, he does that. Tom is like a kid on a sugar rush who eventually just crashes and passes out regardless of his surroundings.
Remarkable. He hasn't moved.
Why is he sleeping in the sigil?
I'm not entirely sure. That's just where he ended up before I headed home.
I didn't realize you would be keeping him company last night. It's a little surprising, but I appreciate it.
Oh, it wasn't intended. I saw some suspicious activity from my house and was concerned about trespassers. I was going to head home once I realized it was only Thomas, but...
But he started talking.
Indeed. Endlessly.
I am so sorry, Lee. He can be a bit much when he gets excited.
It was an informative evening, and not entirely unpleasant.
Dare I ask?
Nothing of interest, really. After having no result from making wild arm gestures and talking at the mark on the floor, he offered to share some food with me, something called...
Pizza rolls.
You also make the air quotes. It's very concerning.
It should be. They are a disgusting abomination of my favorite food. I am so sorry.
It's all right. While the food was not particularly enthralling, I endured and listened to Thomas tell me stories of his youth for a few hours. He has a habit of changing subjects on a whim.
Yes. Yes, he does.
I'm glad it's a known occurrence. I didn't want to cause alarm. Around 3:12, he told me he wanted to show me a particular device he had and went into the parlor. When he didn't return within a reasonable amount of time, I went to check on him and found him like this, sleeping quite soundly on the floor. I put the blanket over him and headed home.
That was very sweet of you. He's an absolute doorknob and a pain in the ass. But he's my pain-in-the-ass doorknob, and I wouldn't trade him for the world. So, thank you.
You are quite welcome. I am going to retreat to the kitchen while you wake him. Would you care for some tea?
Maybe later. I have my coffee, but thank you. Good morning, my love.
Morning. What is that divine smell?
That would be diner breakfast.
You got diner breakfast?
Mm-hmm. I got French toast, bacon, eggs, and beans. It was like $4.
What'd you get me?
Well, I had gotten you your favorite sandwich on a homemade croissant with homemade home fries, but...
But what?
But you promised me all of this stuff would be put away by morning, and it is not. So no yummy food for you until you do.
Wait, it's morning?
Sure is.
Why am I on the floor?
Lee said you came in here to get something and fell asleep, so they covered you up.
I don't remember doing that, but I definitely regret doing that. Ow. Oh, God. I'm too old to sleep on a hardwood floor. Oh.
You could have stopped after I'm too old.
Yeah. Yuck it up. Aren't you older than me?
Are you not sure, or...
No. I know how old you are. It's a rhetorical question.
It's rhetorical.
I know. I just can't say it. My tongue makes the wrong word shapes in the mouth hole.
I have not had enough coffee for this. Get up, put away your gear, and change, because you're covered in dust. Your breakfast will be on the table.
Whatever, Grandma.
Yeah, well, this granny is going to enjoy a lovely breakfast while you deal with that. Also, I'm surprised you slept in the sigil. It just seems like bad juju or something.
Oh my God, why did I sleep on the sigil?
I don't believe I have ever seen a human inhale such a large amount of food in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, he's very food motivated.
Is it always like this? My father had a mastiff that had better table manners.
No, he can be civilized when he wants to be.
What? Can you say something?
No, just carry on.
Janet.
Mm-hmm.
He's licking the styrofoam container.
Yeah, it's best if you just ignore it.
And done. That was delicious.
Right?
And this is a damn fine cup of coffee.
And you can take it to go. I brought you a change of clothes. Can you please go get dressed so we can get going?
Going? Where are we going?
Into town, remember? We were going to take at least part of a day off and explore this town a bit. Other than that gas station convenience store, the only other building I've been in is the diner, which I was there for like less than 5 minutes picking up breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to pick up a few groceries so we can actually do some cooking here that isn't pizza rolls. Hey, Lee, where's the nearest supermarket?
This is a very small town, Janet. We have a market. It's called Logan's, and it is far from super.
As long as it has groceries, I don't really care. I can't just keep buying all of our food from the gas station.
Yeah, but Bucky's has amazing hot dogs. You gotta admit it.
I will admit that Bucky's has hot dogs, and that I did not die. My compliments end there.
Just follow Main Street all the way to the end. It's on the right-hand side. If you get to the Bridge Street intersection, you've gone too far.
Awesome. Thank you. And you, Thomas, get dressed.
Okay. I'm going.
Unless you have any particular work you would like me to do in your absence, I'll wait at home until you return and are ready to continue.
I think we're good. We all need a day off, I think. Go enjoy some free time.
Wait, what exactly do you do in your free time?
I do many things when I am not here. Could you elaborate?
Well, I'm just trying to imagine what you might have for a hobby, and I'm kind of drawing a blank here. I mean, no offense.
Part of me wants to tell you that I collect small porcelain statues of children all looking to the left. But I suspect you would take me seriously. Truthfully, I enjoy a quiet hobby of collecting gravestone rubbings.
Oh, wow, that's pretty dope. How many do you have?
At this point, hundreds. Though I often go back to previous places and do them again as my skill sets have improved.
Are there that many dead people here?
Tom, this town was established in 1778 and has quite a few cemeteries, though I am partial to one nearby.
I would love to see that. Maybe we can do a cemetery tour one of these days. You can show us your favorite spots.
I would be delighted. You two have a lovely day adventuring in my little town.
Hey, hon. Have you seen my jacket?
Nope. Did you check the dining room?
I'm in the dining room.
Yeah, that doesn't answer my question.
Yeah, that's a valid point. I checked the dining room.
Did you check the pile of husband debris where you slept?
Yeah, nothing.
Hmm. Have you been upstairs at all recently?
Not recently, no.
Basement? Did you maybe sleepwalk in there again?
I don't know.
Well, go check. I'll meet you in the car.
Basement. Yeah, maybe it's in the basement. But maybe it's not. Maybe the only thing down there is the ghost of my grandfather making ghost clocks for ghosts. Yeah, maybe he's got my coat. Maybe he needs it more than me. You know what? He definitely needs it more than me. It is a ghost coat now. Okay, keys, wallet, phone, recorder. Keys, wallet, phone, recorder. Keys, wallet, phone, recorder. Keys, check. Wallet, check. Phone, yep. And there you are. Recorder, check, check, check.
Did not find your coat.
Nope.
Didn't go in the basement, huh?
Mm-mm. Nope. Big no.
Yeah, I don't blame you. But also, why do you even need your coat? It's really nice out.
Because I don't have any pockets and I've got all this stuff.
What do you mean you don't have pockets? You're wearing jeans, and dude jeans have pockets.
I don't know, I think they shrunk in the wash. They're a little snug and the pockets got messed up.
But the pockets don't shrink, Tom.
These ones did. Look, no pockets.
My God, are you wearing my pants?
What? No. Oh. Oh, well, that explains a lot. Bonus, though, makes my ass look great.
Can't breathe. Gonna die.
Please don't. You're driving. Unfortunately, your thong just isn't doing the trick for me, honey.
You did not.
Kidding.
You better be. If you're not, keep it. Or burn it. Or flaunt it. Either way, I never fully figured out what we were talking about.
Oh, I don't have pockets, so I just need you to carry all my stuff.
Well, we can either buy you some pants that'll actually fit you correctly, or we can buy you a purse to match.
You know what? I could rock any purse you throw at me, and you know it.
I can't argue with you on that. So, are you gonna ask me to carry all of your crap, or not?
Would you mind?
Just shove it in my bag.
My recorder's in there.
Okay.
Yeah, just making sure you know.
Okay.
Keep it safe, okay?
It'll be fine.
Are you sure?
Why did you even bring it?
Because I wanted to capture some of the hustle and bustle of the town.
I think you're going to be disappointed. From what I've seen, this town has about as much hustle and bustle as a slightly damp bag of cement.
Ugh, that bad, huh?
It's no Times Square, that's for sure. Well, here we are, Main Street, Unkanunik, New Hampshire. Estimated population? 11, now that we live here.
Oh, I need to do my thing. Hi, everybody. Ghost Guy Tom here. It's 2:15 in the afternoon, May 1st. We have just entered the downtown of Unkanunik, 5 miles south of the Canadian border and 12 miles west of the state line.
That is not correct. Like,
I've never seen so many trees in my life.
Yes, you most certainly have.
It's 54 degrees on a beautiful sunny afternoon. Weathermen said rain. If you could get paid that kind of money for being wrong 60% of the time, be working. Mileage is... Honey, what's the mileage right now?
What? Why? What are you doing?
It's just a thing I saw on TV once. I wanted to do it.
Well, stop it. for once, I actually miss your weird narration.
Really?
I am not admitting it twice.
All right. Well, friends, we just passed over a small river by means of a lovely and decorative stone bridge with some neat old lamps on it. The town looks like it stopped growing about 60 years ago. All the buildings look really old. Honestly, nothing here looks modern. Main Street seems to be littered with a scattering of small boutique shops, a hardware store, neat old-fashioned theater. I think that's a biker bar. A very cool-looking old library. And a park. And there's a bunch of puppies running around. And
okay, Tom, you can stop now. You're just listing things you're seeing out the window at this point. Anyway, this is the diner.
The Blue Moon Diner. That looks neat. All right, you ready?
No.
No?
You and I are going to have a nice afternoon together. Lunch at this old diner, go check out the local shops, and I was thinking we could go catch a movie over at the Ritz. After that, grab groceries and head back home.
You know, that sounds really nice. Why'd you say you weren't ready?
Just us, Tom. No recorder, no fans, no show.
Deal. Sorry, friends, I got me a date with a real pretty lady. Ghost Guy Tom, signing off.
And this must be the grocery store. Oof. He was right. This is not a supermarket. I wonder if they'll even let me do the shopping myself.
Hey, would you mind if I ran across the street while you start groceries?
No. Why?
I changed my mind about the little satchel that we found. I just want to run over and grab it.
Yeah, that's fine. If you get lost, you know what to do.
Yep. Just stand in the front of the store and scream your name as loud as possible.
While that is painfully effective, I do need to remind you that the last time you did that, and we got to have a lengthy conversation with a rather annoyed state trooper.
So what I'm hearing is, don't scream your name.
No. Just call my phone.
Right. Right. The phone. Okay. I'll be right back. Mwah.
Mwah. Logan's Market. I have gas stations bigger than you back home. I have a strong feeling we are going to make a lot of adjustments to what we normally eat. Oof, that's... Ugh, that's a smell. What is that? Ugh, it's like if you scented cheap floral soap with the 1950s love of gelatin. That is the third sunbonnet I've seen today. Who even makes those? Are there Amish around here? Did I accidentally time travel? Where are the poodle skirts? Ugh, found the poodle skirt. I love being the new person in a small town. I love being stared at. Yeah, hi, I see you. Whatever. I'll get used to it. They have one brand of peanut butter. Tom is gonna be grumpy.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Did you find everything you were looking for?
Well, to be honest, I found about half of what I needed.
Oh no, that's not good at all. If you bring in a list of things we don't carry, I'll get it over to John, and he'll make sure to order everything you need, okay?
Oh, well, thank you, but I don't think that'll be necessary.
It's no trouble at all. Are you new around here? I've never seen you in here before. I'm sorry. That's rude.
No, that's okay. Yeah,
She sure is new. Janet Miller, if I've done all my homework.
Yeah.
Robert Ross, Sheriff. You and your husband just moved into the old Davis house, right?
Technically, yes, but wouldn't it be the old Miller house?
Yes, I suppose you're right. It would be the Miller house now, wouldn't it? Bet no offense, ma'am.
Oh, it's fine.
I can imagine a lot of renovating and cleaning up needs to happen to get that place livable again.
It really does need a bit of work, but it's mostly just some cleaning. Why such an interest?
Sorry to interrupt. That'll be $41.39.
Oh, right. You take card, right?
Just swipe there, ma'am.
Oh, nothing serious, ma'am. It's a small town, as I'm certain you've noticed. Kind of a place where everyone knows each other. So when new folks move into town, it's a bit of a big deal. And considering the history of that old house, I just know everyone around here is just curious what it looks like nowadays. After what happened and all.
Wait, what do you mean with what happened?
Now, Mrs. Miller, that's not a conversation for a grocery store checkout line.
Here's your receipt. Thanks for shopping at Logan's. Come back soon.
Right, Thanks, miss.
Happy to meet up and chat over coffee some afternoon if you like. Here, take my card. You go ahead and call me anytime you like, and I'll get you well acquainted with some local history.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I need to go, but it was nice meeting you.
You have yourself a right fine day, Mrs. Miller. Just a gum, Sandy. Be a dear, grab me my usual meatballs.
Where the hell have you been?
Out here, waiting for you.
I thought you were going to come in and help me.
I tried. I called your phone a bunch.
Tom, my phone didn't ring once. Don't give me that now. I'm not in the mood.
For real, I called you a bunch of times and then I walked around inside, but I didn't see you, so I came out here to wait.
Jesus, 38 missed calls?
I told you I tried.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon. I had a really weird experience.
What happened? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just on edge, I guess. Frazzled? I don't know. I met the sheriff. He was strange. And the shoppers were strange. I don't know. I think I'm just used to what New York was like. Maybe I need to get used to people being different here.
It's quite a change. I don't know why.
Are you ready to head home? Oh, did you get what it was you wanted? I honestly don't even remember what you were buying.
Oh, it was that needle satchel. And this.
Got me something?
Yep. I saw it earlier and I knew you needed it.
Is this a switchblade comb?
Nope. Press the button.
Oh my god, it's a real switchblade! You got me a real switchblade?
I sure did.
Do you know how hard it is to find these? Where did you get this?
The little consignment shop next to the game store.
Ah, oh, I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Seriously, though, this is stupid sweet. What else did you get? That is a rather large bag.
Oh, just some stuff.
Stuff?
Nothing really interesting. I got the satchel, a few candles, some incense, and a small assortment of items that should help unlock the true power and nature of the sigil hidden under the floorboards.
Mm-hmm. Got it. I call dibs on half the incense.
That's fine. Lee said that they were going to give me some. I just have some concerns on what scents that they'd be into. Dirt? Decaying corpses? Does sarcasm have a scent?
A gift from Lee, huh? Sounds like you two are bonding.
Yeah, something like that. So, what's the plan?
Let's stop by the house, drop off the groceries, and then I guess head back to the motel. It's too late to start now, but I want tonight to be our last night in that room. Tomorrow, we are going to get the bedroom square.
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe doing some recording at the house tonight, if that's cool.
Okay, you can do that, sure. But I was thinking you could join me at the motel, and we could make our last night there special.
Oh?
I think you know what I mean.
Are the neighbors going to need earplugs?
They sure will. Ready?
I was born ready. Let's do this.
Turn it up, Tom. I want everyone to hear this.
And that's gonna sell this one out.
I think that's as loud as it goes.
What?
This is remarkably loud for an old TV.
What? I can't hear you. It's remarkably loud for an old TV.
It is a gorgeous
glass. Take that, room 315.
At $52.75.
Haunted House Flippers is an original podcast written and produced by J.D. Laureate, who also voices Tom Miller. Our social media presence is thanks to Melissa Croft, who also voices Janet Miller. And our graphic design and website is thanks to Adrian Johnson, who also voices Lee. And a very special thanks goes out to our guest actors for this episode, Leslie Richard for her role as Sally the Cashier, and Mike Gagney for his portrayal of Sheriff Robert Ross. Mike is a good friend of Haunted House Flippers and is the writer, producer, and primary actor in his own horror anthology podcast called Boston Harbor Horror. If you haven't already, definitely go give it a listen. You can find it on nearly every streaming service out there. Our theme music is Buzzard's Bay by The Shortcuts, and yes, ghostguytom@gmail.com is in fact a real email address. If you'd like to support Haunted House Flippers, either monetarily or by just helping spread the word, you can find easy links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as all of your listening options at our website, www.hhfpodcast.com. That's www.hhfpodcast.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and until next time, remember, if you've got it, haunt it.